Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Sundadas Alamalai. Dr. Sundadas is a best-selling author, a professor of natural medicine, and a highly renowned naturopathic physician. Through his work, he has helped many people start a transformative journey toward becoming more productive and happy. Having undertaken many business endeavors, he has developed his time management strategies over a long period of trial and error. Due to his expertise, he has been approached by many organizations and health and educational institutes to serve as a productivity and performance consultant, and he's here with us today to share his wisdom. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Vicki, for the invitation.
So for people who have not had the pleasure of meeting you, and I have to say that I have, and we've worked together before with some of your other books going to bestseller, and thrilled to be doing that again, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life.
I started reading really early by the time I was 8, and I basically started writing poetry to deal with my stress and emotional stuff when I was really young, because I really did not like talking to people when I was much younger, being autistic. So I started writing by 13, and by 15, I was getting my stuff published, and I had my first book published when I was 29. I got really clear that writing was how I processed all the stuff that was going on in my life. And a lot of the stuff I wrote was myself, and a little bit was what I published.
That's really wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your latest book and how you started writing on the subject matter.
Well, this little book was 20 years in progress because I wanted to say something different. And as time went on, I realized that there was so much stuff about managing time, energy, and resources that I couldn't say anything that was really unique or different. And so I just shelved it away and kept writing notes and wrote a whole bunch of other books. But it was in the back of my mind. And then what happened was I had faced a couple of significant challenges at different times in my life, and I realized that all the stuff I had thought I knew about managing time, energy, and resources was fatally flawed. I mean, I was fatally flawed about it after, you know, being on the track of productivity for 30 years, then even more people would be in trouble. And this time, I wanted to write a book that would be very different from all my other books. It would be instructive, yes, but it also would be like a parable, something that you slip in and out, and depending on where you were in your life journey, you would get something else from it. So if somebody is just starting off on this journey, if they read the book, they would say, yeah, this is really cool. It's giving me some tips. I had one of my other business consultants who had read the book, and he's had a very varied career and a lot of experiences, been in and out of multiple businesses, had a whole bunch of relationships and challenges, When he read the book, he said, this is like gold. You're giving away the whole nine yards with it. So I wanted to write a book that would speak to different people at different points in the life journey, and I think I succeeded.
Well, that's wonderful. What an empowering piece of work it is. Tell us a little bit more about what you hope people will get out of the book. What do you hope them to derive from the book?
Well, one of the major challenges and illusions people have about achievement is that it's like you can do more and more in less time. And I'm turning it around and saying, what is the point of doing all of that if it doesn't serve you? So how this book starts off is to find the main priority in your life that makes your life come together. What's the single one thing that will hold everything together? And then based on that, to design a life that will fill them with delight, energy, passion, and purpose.
Fantastic. And so give us a little idea of maybe a couple of tips from the book. What can people take away more specifically?
Well, for one thing, instead of planning forward, you plan backwards. So what do I mean by that? Normally people think about, you know, I got to plan for the whole year, so I schedule the whole year and all of that. And the net impact of doing that is you will overplan and underachieve because you will overestimate what resources you have and underestimate the time required to do it. Instead, we ask you to think about 3 years or 5 years in the future when you have achieved all the things that matter to you, and then you work backwards. So you work backwards instead of forwards. And you take all the pieces that you want and break them into smaller and smaller chunks until you come up with what you need to do today to get to your 3 or 5 year goal. And so that's the first piece, having that 3 or 5 year goal. The second piece is to appreciate and understand that until you have developed real expertise in this, your ability to accurately pinpoint how much time you're going to take will be flawed. So give yourself, I have this rule for myself, if I'm doing something in my area of competence, if there's, and I estimate it's going to take 3 weeks, I give it a multiple of 3. In other words, 9 weeks. If it's an area of incompetence, something I know nothing about, and I have to do a whole bunch of learning, then I multiply it by 10. So if I think it's going to take 3 weeks, I give it 30 weeks. So when you make a plan based on that, what it builds in is time for rest, recovery, accidents, things that you don't, you can't really predict, and all of that gets built in into that whole system.
Wow, that is so comprehensive and so incredibly powerful. So when you're writing your books, which have all been wonderful, this one really very, very special, what inspires you to write and become creative, you yourself as an author and as a doctor?
Well, the first thing is that I don't believe that I can sit down and write per se. So what I do is I plan. Every book, every project is planned and planned and planned. And I keep thinking about it and gathering information and writing notes and gathering until one day I can see all the headings of all the major chapters for the book in my head. When I get to that point, then I know I'm ready to start writing the book. Then I will go down every chapter and come up with a skeleton. And when I can do that, then I know the book is ready to be written. And normally the book would then get written between 1 week to 3 months. But the planning stages can take anything from 1 year to 20 years.
You know, and I write the same way. It's very interesting. We share the same writing technique. I find if I have like a table of contents that I develop and I'm clear about that, then filling in the rest of the book is much easier. Not everyone writes that way, but for me, that's really important too. So I really understand the importance of that planning and being able to have a skeletal design of what that looks like. Yeah. Really, really quite amazing. Yeah. So what do you find in your life boosts your creativity? Like if you're having a not so creative day, but you feel you want to do something creative, what puts you into that mode?
Well, Mickey, I'm going to say something that's shocking. I remember one horror fiction writer said, the amateurs wait for creative ideas. The rest of us just work at it. So I don't believe I'm creative. I think of myself as a workman. I think of myself as, you know, you get up at 8 and you work all the way for the next 12 to 14 hours. So basically, it's like, everything and anything is an opportunity to reflect on life and to make comments and observations to myself. And I do that either in my books or on my handphone and all of that. And then I'm writing stuff on technical stuff, on medical stuff. And occasionally I have patients with interesting problems. And I write down any responses I have that are unique or different. And they're all scattered all over the place. And at regular intervals and consolidate all of them. And invariably, whatever I'm writing and thinking about, all that material tends to kind of come together. So if I'm working on a project, invariably stuff I've accumulated and I keep have a systemic way of tracking all of them in multiple ways. They come together and then they will keep being assembled. Of course, if I'm working on a specific project and I've marked it out well and I've got a good skeleton and I've got all the headings lined up, then I literally look for technical data, fact, information, and then I start filling in the blanks and having it hang all together.
That is really quite amazing. That is really highly organized. So tell me, with all of the wonderful work that you're doing in your life and with your books, what is the vision that you have if you were to look at how that would impact the world, almost like a legacy? Probably way too early to ask you about legacy, but what does that look like for you?
Well, on a bigger level, it's like creating systems and organizations that will improve the health of entrepreneurs, save them from a breakdown, help families stay together. And my focus is on entrepreneurs per se, because in a larger sense, it's entrepreneurs who keep other people employed, they keep the world ticking over, and they keep ideas, concepts, data, information, and money flowing. So if you can support them, you're literally supporting the whole world.
What a beautiful picture you paint with that. That is so beautiful. Well, Sundardas, thank you so much for being with us today and the generosity of your time and all the information. I know your book, Life by Design, can be found at all major bookstores, including Amazon. But if people wanted to connect with you, is there a website where they could go and tap into more of your knowledge?
Yes, it's www.thefreedom-formula.com or www.mylife-bydesign.com.
I love it. I love both of those titles. How wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful day.